Pause for a Minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp, voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.
It's Shane here from Kilcool Vets, and you're very welcome to episode 4 of Pause for a Minute podcast. I hope all's well with you. So in this week's podcast, we're going to follow on from last week where we chatted about the considerations before getting a pet. This week, the focus is on dogs. So if you've decided to get a dog, a couple of points really to consider that I feel are important. Firstly, are you sure? And if you are, and you've thought about the lifetime commitment of a pet, the cost, the time, you know, your lifestyle. If after all that you feel ready, then great, super. You know, you're going to get a dog to join your family. It's wonderful. Dog ownership is fantastic. And especially when it's done after someone has done a lot of research, put a lot of thought into it, and it's not been kind of a in the moment decision, a hasty decision, because that's where we see the heartache and, you know, dogs ending up back in rescue centres and things like that as well. And that's what we want to avoid, really. And just by with the little bit of education and with people just really, really taking the time to consider it, it's just much better all around, really. So the next thing you'll, I suppose, need to consider would be what size or breed might suit you and your family home. Sometimes it can come down to maybe your personal preference, maybe previous experience, maybe you grew up with a certain breed of dog or perhaps size of dog and that's what you're used to and that's what you think you would now like for yourself as an adult yourself or for your family. You may need to consider what space you have. And again, just with such a variety of breeds out there, it can be a bit of a minefield when you start that research. But what I would say is if you have maybe a short list or even a particular breed or a breed mix in mind, best thing to do would be is get in touch with ourselves and we can then talk to you further about their individual needs once we have it narrowed down to that. So with breeds and size, it's trying to maybe match what might suit best. Then, you know, there are the breed and the breed mixes and the characteristics that generally come with those. Now, any of those sort of characteristics in a lot of cases are just generalizations. So I wouldn't focus an awful lot on it, but they can certainly help. Each individual then, you know, breed or breed type, they have their own exercise requirements, grooming needs, temperament does come into it, maybe trainability and certain healthcare needs and also issues. So some breeds out there may have more health issues than some, and you know, things that might come to mind might be certain breeds like perhaps basset hounds or, you know, bulldogs, things like that. So again, probably best from the healthcare would be to talk to ourselves or your local vet, and we can chat a wee bit more about that. Other things would be male or female differences between the sexes. You know, size, generally males are bigger when it comes down to neutering or spaying. There's more costs involved in spaying of a female dog than a male, just it's a much more involved surgery. That may or may not be a factor. It's not huge, but there are some considerations there. In some cases, then people's preference of male or female, or what perhaps they were used to growing up, or perhaps their own feelings on it. But there's not a huge difference then between it, perhaps, and it's okay for me as a bloke to say this, perhaps females are a little bit brighter, possibly a little bit mature that wee bit quicker, and perhaps maybe a bit more trainable, but it's not always the case. I have found it in some cases in my own experience, and again, don't shoot me for that, but I have, yeah, it might be something, but I wouldn't focus too much on it, really. The other thing you want to consider is who's in the house. So perhaps a large, young, boisterous dog isn't going to suit in a home where there's very, very young children or older people, or, you know, people with maybe some disabilities and things like that. Just thinking they're silly, there's no harm intended, but they can knock people over, they can knock everything over, really. Other thing would be, are there other pets in the home that you may need to consider? So be it an older or an existing dog, a cat or whatever else as well, you're going to have to be mindful of those when bringing a new pet in, be it a puppy or an adult dog. So it might be a factor in your decision-making process as well. After that then, just the environment. Is your house, your home, apartment, whatever, and garden safe for a dog? Is it kind of dog-proof? Also, how proud are you of your house? You know, dogs are dogs. They will all shed to varying degrees. So if you can't cope with a dog and what comes with them, perhaps having a pet maybe isn't for you. We can't be super, super house proud and have a dog. So yeah, it might be consideration for someone. The other thing is, if you are renting, does the landlord allow dogs? There's no point, you know, maybe try to sneak one in and then finding down the road that, you know, you either have to try and get a family member, someone to mind that dog, or, you know, worst case, you end up having to rehome it, or your dog ends up in rescue again. It's just not helping. And we have such a huge problem in Ireland with dogs and shelters. They're basically packed to the rafters. And it's not nice for dogs or anything else. Well, and again, as I said earlier, this is what we kind of want to avoid through education. Allergies. Is there anyone allergic to dogs in the home? Best to try and find that out now before you bring a pet home, as we kind of discussed last week. Cost is another factor. So day to day, the larger the dog, the more costs involved in their food. You know, smaller breeds obviously eat less. Certain healthcare, again, costs are more for the bigger breeds, as we mentioned with neutering in Spain. Bigger breeds cost more in that sense. Vet care, you know, there's cost there for all breeds across healthcare. So some things don't vary between size. So vaccination costs, there's no difference in that. However, things like worm medications, flea tick treatments, the bigger doses required for the larger breeds are that little bit more expensive. Pet insurance is another cost that we have as dog owners. It's generally standard. It doesn't really go on size, but however, it can go on breed. So certain breeds have a higher premium to pay because, you know, from the insurance point of view, they claim a lot more and they have more inherited maybe health conditions and issues there. Other costs then to consider, you know, if you're away, there might be boarding fees. Travel costs if you're going to bring your pet with them. Other things then are training. If you're going to go to training classes or hire the services of a trainer for one-to-one sessions, then maybe daycare. So once you've got through all that and you're kind of like, yep, I'm ready for this, no problem. Next question really to ask yourself will be, are you going to go for a puppy or an adult? And there's big, big differences in that in some cases. Getting a puppy, there's a lot more work involved at the start. Great fun having a puppy and everything else as well, but there's an awful lot more time commitment for those early first maybe 4 or 6 months or so. You know, it's kind of around in the first year as well, generally, depending on the breed, but generally that neutering and so on takes place. So some costs and things involved, the whole house training and getting them settled and all that as well. Whereas an adult, in some cases, an adult dog from, you know, rescue perhaps, or just going out and getting an adult maybe from, I don't know, might be a family friend or someone you know, or indeed perhaps there's an adult dog for sale from a breeder for whatever reason. These are the sort of situations we do come across. With an adult dog, there may be a little bit more adjustment because they may come with maybe some, you know, just the way they were trained and socialized by somebody else or the environment they came from. That will be a factor just to see if it's going to suit. So, for example, if you were to take on an adult dog from a farm background, really, really rural, wasn't used of any urban areas whatsoever, and you bring it into the areas that we are in, you know, Kilcool, Greystones, that sort of area, that dog may not adapt too well. Perhaps it's been an outdoor dog as well, and now what you're looking for is a dog to bring into your home and to live with you and your family. That dog may take a good bit more time to adjust. And as I say, in some cases, they may come with maybe some inherited kind of problems due to their early experiences and so on. So there are some differences there, at least with a puppy. In some cases, it can be nice if you can do it. You can kind of train them and socialize them for the life that they're going to live with you thereafter. But I would be, just on a point, I wouldn't discard adult dogs and certainly not rescue dogs completely. Because again, in some cases, we can know some of the history and we have a fair idea. And with good rescues, they will try and match the dog and the family. And again, the hope is that we get these dogs into their forever homes and stop them, you know, bouncing pillar to post between rescues and everything else, which is obviously a welfare concern for them. After that, then, it's where do you go to get a dog and what you look for. So as we mentioned, is it going to be from a rescue or from a breeder? Great if you can rescue. It's something that's really, really nice to do. And as I say, the shelters are packed with dogs looking for homes. If you can do that, then that's great. If you have a particular breed in mind, you may not be able to get that from a rescue. Or indeed, if you've decided that a puppy is what you would suit best for you and your family and your home, then you may need to go down the, you know, looking to buy from a breeder route. A note of caution would be to, again, do your research, ask the right questions. Again, we can help you further with that, to avoid puppy farmed dogs and puppy farmers. You know, a lot of the designer breeds and things that are out there for sale are unfortunately coming from puppy farms, and they're getting more, I suppose, smart and clever at disguising that and making it look, for all intents and purposes, that this puppy or puppy's litter is in a family environment when it's not. You know, poor mum may have just been taken out of the shed that morning prior to you arriving to meet them. You know, in some cases, they don't even allow anyone to meet, and they will meet people at a petrol station, for example, and the exchange happens there. At this stage, you kind of wonder why this is still happening, but people, I think, get just so kind of carried away, really, when they're going getting a puppy, with the excitement and everything else as well, and they don't maybe consider the puppy farm situation, they just accept what they're being told, as opposed to asking the right questions, really, and to ascertain whether these are indeed from a proper responsible breeder, as opposed to just being churned out for profit. Any puppies that are sold, and again, this law has come in since 2016, they should be microchipped. So you're looking for the right questions. You should get a feel for talking to people on the phone, be it rescue centres or breeders, and if they're doing things right. So it should be microchipped. They possibly will have their first vaccine as a puppy, and there should be a worming history and things as well. Good breeders and those who actually care will put the effort and will have spent money on the puppies prior to sending them out to homes. They'll also should be careful, and you should almost feel like you're being interviewed by a good breeder before you get to the stage of even purchasing a puppy, because those who care want to know that the puppies that they've bred are going to good homes and they're not just for sale for anyone. Do your research, and again, get in touch with any queries. Knowledge and training. How knowledgeable are you as a dog owner? That's consideration. And the amount of training that might be involved. Have you got, I suppose, the time commitment and the interest in doing that? Because no dogs come pre-programmed to know what to do. You know, they don't understand English. They don't understand things like sit, whatever. Even though, you know, you do hear people continually saying sit, 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 as if the dog's expected to know straight off. They don't. So there's a little bit of training and knowledge and maybe education of yourself if you're not that experienced of a dog owner. But again, nowadays, there's so much out there as well, and there's good training centres. And again, you can hire one-to-one trainers and private trainers as well to come into your home and help you with all the basics. And just so you have, at the end of it, a well-socialised, well-adjusted and nice canine citizen, I suppose, that you're happy to bring anywhere. And, you know, you can avoid a lot of the problems that, again, causes conflict between people and dogs, and can often mean, again, that people just can't cope with a particular situation, and they end up looking to rehome that dog, which again is very, very sad. Exercise is another thing. Different breeds have different exercise needs and requirements. So again, how active are you? What sort of dog might suit you? If you're a very, very active person or a very, very active family, do a lot of maybe walking, hiking, things like that, you know, you might want to get a breed or breed type of dog that's going to work with that. So quite an active dog, you know, and possibly younger as well, so that they're fit and able for all that. Yeah, so that's going to need exercise. Older and dogs that have other issues, they still require some exercise. Good to keep them moving, no more than ourselves, but there's different considerations for those. Veterinary care then is going to be a factor. So again, have you a good, knowledgeable local vets as well that you can approach, get registered, and that they're there to help you with any you know, the routine care like vaccinations and so on, any issues that arise. You know, you register with a vet and you know where to go should a problem arise, I suppose. We really, really at Kilcoo Vets believe, you know, pets are family, you know, they are for life. We really would love if people just really considered before going out and getting a pet, and talk to us as well. We're happy to help provide advice, even where to go. And we, as pet owners ourselves, can see the joy the pets bring, and we would love everyone to experience that as well, but to experience in the right way. And as I say, do it responsibly, no hasty decisions, and make sure you are ready. And after that, then it can be a joy. So good luck, and as always, get in touch with any queries with ourselves at Kilcoo Vets, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care. Bye bye.
Pause for a Minute with Shane McDermott, partner at Kilcool Vets, kilcoolvets.ie, answering your pet-related queries.
Send your questions for Shane by WhatsApp, voice note or text to 087 77 11 103.